fucking train.
What happened?
I don't know. All I know is train now. All I see in my head is train. I was told to imagine a train, and now all I've got in my head is a fucking train.
That's a pot roast.
Hey, soul sister. Hey,
so, Giga Beetle, what'd you think about being on our fine podcast?
It was all right. Would you like to do it again right now?
Right now?
Hello, and welcome to the Toku Takeout, your podcast for LBR Rangers. Now, if we can quiet down, we can begin.
It's like 8 a.m. here?
It's like train a.m. here?
God damn it.
Imagine, if you will, time as a train.
Okay, Brian, can you explain this to me? Why does this train turn into a spaceship?
What train? No, that's...
What god me with a starship?
That is Astro Train, sir. That is different.
What does god need with a train?
Astro Train and his Astro Force.
His ass from ass. I like how I emphasized the wrong ass.
Ass to ass.
Ass, ass.
Ass to ass!
Ass, ass, ass.
Ass to mouth?
I guess you could say you asked for this.
I think you need to train harder.
Seriously?
Imagine, if you will, a training montage.
Imagine, if you will, a train. No, that's a castle.
Yeah, I don't think we're up to doing another episode. We're kind of...
We're stuck on this fucking train.
Exactly.
We can't get off of this fucking train.
I guess we could
say someone. There's gonna be someone who actually finds this episode, and they listen to it, and they'll be like, "What'd they think of Kamen Rider Decade?"
Okay, you know what?
Talk about this fucking train.
Okay, we need to record a little short bit right here, like just saying what we actually thought of the episode.
Nah, I think it's good.
No, it isn't.
Brian,
we already
Brian.
We discussed.
Flakes. Okay, let me explain how it's good.
I said
imagine a train, if you will.
Okay.
Nothing else. Just a train. This is Toku Takeout, your favorite podcast about trains. This is your host, Mechawell. With me today, I'm joined by Dick Brother One.
Hi. We're using this as the intro.
No.
Keep going, guys. It's fun. I'm Brian, and we have Dustin.
This isn't the intro.
This is
it
the
is.
Intro.
We have Giga.
Hello.
We have Jason.
Did you know that in Sweden, you can get something called a snack box at Burger King, and it's all the snacks in a box?
Oh, you don't say.
What are Burger King snacks?
Onion rings, chicken nuggets, chicken wings, and chili cheese poppers.
BRB moving to Sweden.
I'm moving there also.
You're already in Sweden.
We also have Toby.
No, it's Switzerland.
Yo. Well, you know what I hear about Switzerland?
Not much.
They're small and neutral.
Well, the country itself is kind of expensive, but the flag's a big plus.
Oh.
Also, they have trains.
Quick, somebody Google, like, the railroad systems of Switzerland.
I've already been on one of them. I've already been on one of them. They're actually not that bad.
Switzerland has one of those defenses where they blow up roads if they're attacked. So I assume they also blow up train tracks.
Imagine, if you will, train tracks blowing up, but with a train.
Right now I'm imagining, like, the train is just leaving the station and somebody's like, oh, he has a bomb, so they blow up the tracks and, like, the train just barely started moving, just falls on the side.
Come on, motherfuckers, come on.
There's too many snakes on this goddamn train.
There is a snakes on a train movie, you know.
It's horrible.
It's fucking terrible.
And that's saying something.
So we're gonna go around the room in alphabetical order and talk about geeky things that we did.
Did we introduce Toby?
This. Yes.
Yes, we did.
Brothers too.
What?
Toby's dead now. Imagine if you will a corpse. Now imagine that corpse on a train.
Guys, I have a transformer that turns into a baseball cap.
Imagine a bunch of boys running a train. That's gangbang.
No, I haven't mentioned this on the show.
Okay, Brian, quick question. Can you wear this baseball cap?
I can, but it is very, very, very small.
Brian, then why the fuck would you buy it?
Because it's a transformer that turns into a hat. What part of that sentence is not vibe-worthy?
You can't wear it!
One that turns into a fedora will probably be the mascot for OKCupid.
Jason, I will give you my really geeky, borderline autistic reason for getting it.
It's to put it on top of someone's head. I know that.
Yes. No.
It's put it on top of...
Not someone, something. Later in the year, they're remaking Metroplex, which is the tallest Transformer. It's over 2 feet tall, but it's an Autobot. It's also $125. Now, you see, my collection of Transformers is all Decepticons. So, basically, I'm going to turn this hat Transformer into a hat and put it on the 2 foot tall Transformer and pretend that the gigantic thing is now a Decepticon because, the hat is taking control of it.
Ryan, you understand that is the most retarded thing I've ever heard in my life.
This is my justification for spending $125 on a toy that technically doesn't qualify for my collection.
Ryan, I'm gonna fucking hit you. I'm gonna fucking hit you, and then I'm gonna stomp on your toys and break them.
I may have a problem, guys.
May?
See, here's what happened. You actually got money, and you were like, I know what I'm gonna do. You bought a hat to put on a toy that it can't really wear.
Its robot mode is about 4 inches tall, and it cost me $25.
It's a fucking hat.
$900. Yeah. Dude. You got fucked
back
over.
In the day, I used to buy starter hats. And starter hats used to be $50 to $100 each.
Now, I think the greatest part about this hat transformer is it still has the sticker on the bill. And I'm debating whether or not I should peel the sticker off, but I kind of like it because it splits in the middle so that it goes on each feet, each of the robot's feet.
Oh my god. Brian, I've got a picture for you that you need to look at right now.
Again, doing great things.
Well,
Dustin, what did you do in the past 15 minutes?
I saw Star Trek Into Darkness.
Oh.
Hooray.
I'm about to go see that in a little bit.
If you're a hardcore old school Trekkie fan, it's gonna piss you right the hell off. Outside of that, it's an enjoyable film.
I actually don't mind because I know this is a different time stream.
Yeah, I kind of like what they were doing, but I don't know.
That motherfucking third act.
Yeah.
Don't say anything. I haven't seen it yet.
Just imagine the spaceships as trains.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, the third act, I can understand why you'd be pissed off at it, but I can live with it. What I can't live with... You know what? No, it would be a spoiler.
That's a spoiler. From what I hear, you can't really talk about the movie because the whole movie is fucking spoiler the movie.
Pretty much. There's one plot point in the movie that basically...
Doesn't involve a train.
Spoiler, Kirk and Spock fuck.
Ooh.
And Slash fans are happy everywhere.
John Harrison is actually their son from the future.
To save you, I must fuck you and come in your asshole.
Also, Mickey from Doctor Who is in it.
Spock will only do things if it's logical, so they must have had a good reason.
Yeah, if he didn't pump
the entire world will be destroyed unless you fuck me.
If he didn't pump his seed into Kirk, the universe would have been destroyed. Which is why John Harrison is so powerful.
Seriously. And then, of course, Kirk asks, well, what would this do? And then Spock looks him in the face and says, imagine a train. This is all to please one fucking person.
Can you imagine someone listening to this episode but not the last one?
I apologize.
I would, if you want to understand why we've lost our freaking minds, go watch the
how are they gonna watch something?
Go watch our
awesome
podcast.
Wait, podcast. Maybe.
Jason, weren't you saying
this is gonna be great to play on my show? I swear.
Jason, I'm gonna be putting these things up on. Yeah, I am gonna be putting these things up on YouTube.
So they can watch them.
They can watch a static fucking image, but more than likely they'd be listening to what is actually coming up.
You should have a repeat image of a train going in to a tunnel, so they can easily imagine.
Well, now I know what train. To do. Kamen Rider. It's not even a fucking...
like really bad Photoshop.
It's not even like the. It's not even logo. The Kamen Rider that involves a train. That's the
worst part.
That's the
best part.
None of us could really finish the review of what was happening in the other one because so many of them saying imagine a train and we kept on cracking up.
And that was derailing the whole next episode.
It had nothing to do with the fucking
Giga Beetle, what did you do?
I found this rider ticket and I got on board this Denliner. Now a Denliner is imagine a train.
Okay, I'm imagining it right now.
Okay, are you really imagining it?
I'm
it's
imagining
not a joke.
It. I'm okay. Trying so very hard to imagine it.
Okay.
Jason, how many pills
train's like a
imagine?
Castle, right?
No.
Yes. No. Oh, fuck. Stuck over the episode. Damn it.
Five.
Three.
Four.
Count.
Two. One. Hello and welcome. No.
To Train Podcast. This is your host, Train Crate. With me today, we have a lot of off-the-rails subjects. Trains.
Welcome to Toku Train Out.
I want there to be a Toku Train Out now.
Train
Out. See, this one time. See, I like Amtrak, but sometimes, I prefer Amtrak. There's only one fucking train company in the U.S.
Let's get back on track here, guys.
We don't want to go off the rails.
Train pun.
Now, if you can follow my train of thought.
Choo choo.
Let's just try to find a way to conduct ourselves better.
Okay. I don't think we're gonna be able to get through this whole fucking. We're not gonna be able to get through geeky things we did this week. It's already
we're
been
not gonna
about
be able 30. To get through the episode. We'll just be making train jokes and not paying attention to the show.
Oh, there's no trains in this one, though. That's the best part.
There's a train in this
Jason,
one.
What geeky thing did you do? Make it train related.
What did I do? I took the train today.
Hooray!
I actually did. I went to work on the train, the subway.
Good for you.
Did you know that Michael J. Fox was the first job was as a train conductor? Michael J. Fox's first job was as a train conductor. That is also not true.
I heard Michael J. Fox is such a nice guy, he shakes his own hand.
God damn it! I spoke too soon.
Actually, the Michael J. Fox show is pretty much seems to be a long Parkinson joke. A train long.
No.
It's so long, there's like maybe three, maybe even four trains.
So, if Michael Jackson... Not Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Michael J. Fox. If you...
If Michael Jackson and Michael J. Fox went on the train, would it be the B train or would it be the A train?
The shaking zombie.
It wouldn't be either. It'd be the train that we'd have to ride, and then we'd come right on in. Come on, ride the train. I'm a terrible musician.
Okay, I think this episode's a bust. Right from the beginning.
No, this is fantastic. Let's keep going.
We're gonna keep going. This is the best podcast.
We should do another episode after this one? where it's just trains. Yes.
We keep saying the word train over and over.
It'd be like that scene in being John Malkovich. Instead of being Malkovich, it's trains.
You be a train.
I think I know what we should do. This should be at the end of the last episode as
a
bonus.
Just
I don't think we're gonna watch Samurai Cyberspace.
No, I've got it downloaded. I want to watch it.
Okay. Toby, what's your favorite style of train? Do you prefer the old-fashioned steam engine, or do you like the new bullet trains?
Oh, I like maglift trains. I like really sleek new models of train, but you know, any train is a good train.
The bullet trains look like dicks.
I know.
The best train I've ever been on was in Germany, because the trains in Germany you can actually get drunk on.
Are they called Bahnhofs?
Yes. When you're riding it, the middle of the train, sometimes if it's going cross country, there is a bar in the middle of the train. And you can actually walk up to the bar and order giant glasses of beer and drink it in the thing, and people are singing in the train. You can also get beer on on regular trains as well all over Europe.
Oh, like, but seriously, are we going to stop talking about trains, or are we just going
to... Dustin, you just broke my train of thought.
There's like four good train puns.
Damn it, Dustin, you keep failing.
There's only like four good train puns, and we keep going through them all. Try to expand it, you know, trains have conductors, we can try to conduct ourselves better, but no, nobody left.
I've been trying to use steam for something, it doesn't work.
Well, don't run out of steam just yet. But we are running out of steam.
We should switch tracks and get right back on track and talk to the show.
Tracks!
So, this is one of my suggestions, is Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad. And it is actually adapted from a Japanese one called, Japanese Ultraman sort of series called Gridman.
Well, it's not technically an Ultraman series, but it's
made by the same people who did Ultraman. And the designs are clearly from Ultraman. And it was shot.
It was kind of like a prototype for what they were going to do with Tiga.
Yeah, it's sort of a prototype of what they were going to do with Tiga. And they, the thing is, the American version of the show follows pretty damn closely to the actual Japanese show.
Except there's like twice as many episodes.
Well, yeah, because they just reused a bunch of monsters throughout the whole thing. And this is one of the things I actually sat down and watched the whole thing.
It's not a bad show at all, I think.
The only thing that's really added to the show was that they added a whole story about a hacker who creates all these different things, and
that happens in Japanese as well.
Yeah, they added the whole rivalry thing between them. There was like a few things that were added that weren't in it.
Like Tim Curry, for one.
Well, Tim Curry is awesome, and hopefully he makes a full recovery from the stroke he just had.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But currently he is. Now we're all sad. Well, I've taken this train off a rat. Whatever. Fuck, I screwed that up.
Let's just watch the show. We'll come back and then we'll see if we're back on track.
God damn it, Dustin. You were holding that one. You were holding that one back.
Oh my god.
You beautiful bastard, you.
Alright. So, Giga.
What?
Remember how we did this before, right?
No, I need an explanation.
Okay. Well, first, you have to train your thoughts.
Imagine it's like a train and you need to start the engine.
My train don't have an engine. It's a sail train.
Actually?
I'm a bit of a train hipster.
It's a sail train.
I like the idea of a sail train, because, like, if the wind goes in the opposite direction, you're fucked.
Shit, well, no. We're all gonna die.
We're not gonna make it in time! We ran out of supplies, now we're going backwards!
Before we start the episode, I need
this
to go get
the two totally junked episodes of nothing but fucking trains.
Oh, shit. You guys sued all of the other episodes.
I'm sorry I came on this podcast and ruined it.
No.
Oh, ruined no.
It? Ruined it you or just... put it back on track?
You stole my joke, you bastard.
Okay, ready?
No.
Five.
No,
four.
Wait.
Toby says verb.
Yes.
Oh. He's gotta go
drinks, my throat's hurting. No, this shit.
He's gotta go put coal back into his engine.
Refuel.
Yeah.
Taking power from above.
No, we're gonna be taking a pit stop.
He's got friends don't take pit stops too.
They do look a bit like pits and they stop.
So you gotta take your shovel, you gotta take some of the coal, you gotta put the coal into the little fire thingy. That's when you rev up
the
motorcycle.
No, we're basically, Toby. Right now, Toby is detaching the dinner car.
Yeah, shitting.
Yeah, Toby's walking away, and I hate to see him go, but I kind of love to watch his caboose.
So you guys said that bullet trains look like penises? You see, mine looks like a locomotive. Should I go see a doctor?
Mine looks like Tom's tank engine. I don't know what the hell's wrong with mine.
It has a face.
It's blue and has a face and its eyes.
Why aren't we watching Thomas? You should be watching Thomas.
Yes. Well,
is Thomas
technically
a tank
Thomas?
Engine?
Technically, that is Tokusatsu.
Can't we do that instead? Just not explain it for the audience. I mean, this show is already very botched. Can't we just find an episode on YouTube? It's shorter than this. Save us all some time. And there's trains.
It's the tank engine episode.
Oh, we already watched. We already said we were watching something.
Yeah, but fuck that. You edit it.
Anna Nicole Smith.
We're watching an episode of Thomas the Tank Engine.
Anna Nicole Smith's daughter is one of the most confusing-looking girls ever.
This is Thomas the Tank Engine full episode, and it's less than 10 minutes long. Should we do it?
Yeah, I think so.
See
is it on YouTube?
See if you can find an episode of Shiny Time Station.
We should watch the Thomas the Tank Engine movie.
Does anyone
Dude, the movie with Alec Baldwin? I want to see it.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. It's not very good.
Just go watch an episode of the show.
I found an episode.
Did you change your name to Train Base Red?
I did!
So you're the train master.
We're gonna change the entire podcast. It's gonna be called the Toku Train Out.
Guys, hold on.
Hopefully we don't run out of steam.
Guys.
So, hi.
Guys.
We might. I don't know. I don't even know anymore.
I'm train pool.
So, are you gonna change your name to Giga Train?
Yes. I just need to figure.
Giga, do you have any train toys?
I have Denno's.
Yes.
I actually do have a tiny train. You want me to take a photo of it?
Motorboatus.
I put the on the LBR Rangers Tumblr while we were doing the previous podcast. I put a quote as "Imagine a train." Toby has already liked and reblogged it.
Okay, we have to watch Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad because I've already mentioned that we're watching it.
Yeah, let's do that. Get it queued up and everything.
Dustin, you have to stop blowing on the mic, and you also have to talk into the mic. I don't know how you can. I don't know how you're gonna do both.
How's all this?
Trainee motorboats.
Look at my name now. My name is Trainpool.
I can't change my name because it's my real name, so.
I like trains.
What happens?
Right.
What happens if you stop imagining?
You know what?
A train?
No. You know what happened? We got train on the brain.
Brian.
Choo choo.
Brian, look at my name for you now.
Jason, I choo choo choo.
Train bastard.
My name.
Did you get the video message I left you the other day?
I was just gonna Google image train.
I'm gonna search for train bastard.
Sheldon from Big Bang Theory likes train, right?
Oh goddamn it, he does.
Oh my god, I searched for train bastard. And I got a song called Bastard Train, Man with a Plan.
I don't like Big Bang Theory, it's a terrible show.
Alright, yeah, see, Big Bang Theory just took... Toby, are you back?
Yes, I am. Let's go. Full speed ahead.
Which one?
We're watching...
Wait, maybe we should make a stop in the dining car.
We're watching Superhuman Samurai Cyber
guys,
Squad.
Guys, we're getting off track.
I've been here. Guys, I've been here.
Though, okay. I think a few of them want to watch Thomas the Trank Engine episode.
A Trank Engine?
We're watching Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
Dang.
Right, damn. Ready? That's three votes. That's three votes for Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
Yeah, we're gonna do that.
Oh my god, what is Brian doing?
I found a picture of the Twitter follow train, and it's adorable.
That dog is so happy.
What is the bear?
The bear's like, this is great. And the dog's like, I'm gonna fucking jizz!
Look, guys, look, the bear is trying really hard to give a thumbs up, but he has no thumbs.
Hold on. Brian. Oh my god, why did I not think of this? What? Yes, I found it.
That Brian. Scares me.
Brian.
This will end well.
God damn it.
I don't know what to do anymore. I don't know what to do with this information.
Okay, you want to see the most creepy fucking photo of an outfit ever? Brian. Look at that costume.
Ask me about my wiener.
Oh, really? Hold on.
Look at that guy in the background with the sunglasses. Like, the fuck is this?
Giga, I want you to say that again, but look at the second photo.
I said nothing. Oh my god.
Is this Ugly Betty?
I don't know what the hell this is. All I know is that...
Yeah, that's the chick from Ugly Betty.
America Ferrara?
Yeah, you know, from How to Train Your Dragon and other movies that no one watched.
I also may have found my new car. Would you like to see my car?
I found an Optimus Prime that turns into a train.
Optimus train.
Alright. No more of this train. No more of this train nonsense. No more of this train nonsense.
That's, you can't tell us to stop making train puns and then say, let's get back on track. That's, no.
Although, first we have
it's
to look
like
at this.
It's like the only good train pun, too.
Well, first let's take a look at this, and then we can start. Dustin, stop blowing into the microphone. Stop fucking on it, too.
Stop having sex with your goddamn microphone.
Don't tell him what to do.
Do whatever.
Oh my god, you can get Jason. What the fuck? Ryan. You can actually get hot dogs delivered to you on a tiny train in a restaurant.
Where's this restaurant?
Yeah, they did that in Coraline. It was really cool.
Look, hot dog train. Look at this shit. This is amazing. I want this. Nothing to do with anything. Just click the image.
You know, the hours of my job aren't that good, but I'm not gonna stop this gravy train.
Okay. We need to end this train shit or we will be here forever. God damn it! Please, Brian, tell me you're recording this whole fucking thing.
I'm gonna be so pissed off if it turns out he didn't.
You would
totally am.
You would have missed all our great one-liners.
Sir.
Comedy Gold.
So
we watched.
God. Because we watched a show called Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad, but I'll be honest, audience. We're gonna make a bunch of train jokes.
So
I don't think any of us were paying attention to the show.
I was.
Well, let's go around the room. I wasn't paying attention, but here's my train joke.
Ryan, no.
I can't
Ryan,
think of one. I ran out of steam.
Ryan, you watched the episode. You were watching with us.
My favorite part about Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad is what they think the internet looks like. And also the phone number gag, where how he gets the girl's phone number is through trickery.
Just blatantly lies.
I know the microphone creates sounds similar to a saxophone, but you don't really need to put your fingers all over it over and over like a saxophone.
Justin, we can't hear you at all.
This is sound from Justin's inside?
Justin, you have to actually have your microphone up to your mouth.
I do have it up to my mouth.
Now we can hear you. Justin, what did you think of the episode?
I thought it was very 90s.
It was. Guess when it was made?
90s.
1994. 1993. No, it was made 94. You can tell it was made 1994. Dustin, you are blowing into the microphone.
1995.
Okay. It was made in 1993. It was made in 1994. You can tell because in the first episode, she's looking at a magazine. It is a magazine that came out that month. Of the motorcycle magazine, in which it was, I believe, January 1994. So that means it was made. That means it was made in January
1994.
So that means.
Yeah, that's
what I
said. 1995.
The show started in September 1994.
Right, in 1992.
Gaga, I don't think you understand how chronology works.
I don't understand most things, so let's explain it.
Well, you see, imagine a train. And it goes forward. Each train track is a decade. God damn it, Giga Beetle.
Giga Beetle is the best guest for any podcast.
He's gonna make an entire thing where he just shows up on various podcasts and goes, now, imagine a train. And we're like, wait, what? No, not again.
Giga Beetle should make his own trade podcast and we can all guest star at various times.
Meanwhile, people will show up and they'll be like, oh yeah, let's talk about trains. He goes, no, you're thinking of a castle.
No, it's like a 30 second long episode. They're like, oh, cool, let's talk about trains. He's like,
no, it's not just today. Like, then the episode starts playing.
The episode ends.
You're picking up this theme song to Back to the Future.
Okay, back on track. What? Steam.
Okay, seriously.
Giga Beetle, what did you think of the episode?
I didn't think very much about it.
You
I liked
didn't
the
like the episode?
No, I watched it without sound. Also, I didn't watch most of it. So,
you're the best guest we've ever had.
And that's saying something.
What'd you think of the show? Oh, I don't know. There was no sound, and I wasn't really watching. But check out this comment. Check out these comments I found on a train forum.
GigaBeetleGhostTrains.com. You have to buy that domain now.
I think Trains.com's owned by someone.
GigaBeetleGhostTrains.
It's a Kamen Rider, but he's dressed up like a conductor.
I have this image right now that you're just like dressed up like a conductor and you have a model train set in front of you.
His food is brought to him on a train all day long.
Imagine a train, you say, while staring very intently at one of your models.
Imagine a train. Now, let's say we have this train and we talk to it every day.
You have all kinds of different trains, but you don't know, like, how to tell them apart. You just know that they're trains.
Okay, Toby, what did you think of this episode?
Giga doesn't get it. This was a really weird episode of Boy Meets World.
Yeah,
it's just very weird
odd.
That Topanga looked really weird.
Well,
actually,
Topanga
so did Corey.
Yeah, you know, Corey kind of looked like a robot.
Sean? For some reason, yeah. Corey didn't appear very much, but Sean was the focus, and I didn't understand that.
And Mr. Feeny had his weird face mask on.
No, that was the lunch lady.
Mr. Feeny was the lunch lady.
I'll be honest, the first episode of the show is fucking stupid.
Do you think the lunch lady rode a train to work? No, wait, she had a motorcycle.
She's a motorcycle. She rode a motorcycle to work.
Can you take a train on a motorcycle?
I'll be honest, the first episode of the series is fucking stupid. It's not until about fifth episode in that they actually build the dragon sword thing that they make, and they get further more into what Kilo Khan actually is, which is this program that hops dimensions and shit. And the actual television show, Gridman, the original one that they took all the footage from, it's a video game that it takes place in, right?
Okay.
I think. Toby, do you remember?
No.
It's like some odd video game that Kilo Khan escapes from, and the monsters from that game are invading, like, computers, and then they send in this guy who's like a computer cop inside of computers.
Yeah, I've never seen this before, so...
It's a very odd show.
You could have just said whatever you wanted, or made up your own story. Great Man is actually about trains? It was.
No, that's Trackman you're thinking of.
Great Man and Trackman are actually sequels to one another?
Gridman's all about grids. Trainman's about trains. Mapman's about maps. This is very easy to figure out.
Oh
I'm gonna get a train transformer, and I'm gonna put, like, a Repro Label sticker on it somewhere that says Giga Beetle now.
You can get Astro Train and just paint it, like, red, yellow, and green.
Yeah.
What? I think it's about time we put this.
Dustin, a bit closer to the mic.
You're out of line.
Imagine the microphone is a train and you want it to go close to the tunnel, which is your mouth.
I think we've run out of steam. It's time for this.
You said steam.
It's said that like 3 hours now.
You can't keep using that one joke.
Dustin, this is our episode. This is our fucking episode.
God help us.
I'm happy about how this turned out.
No, this is terrible. But I'm trying to actually talk about the show that we watched.
I know. But
Dustin.
It's over. It's done. We're done.
Dustin.
What?
Imagine a train.
Oh.
Final words. I'll start. Caboose.
Tim Curry?
That's two words. You did it wrong.
It's Tim Curry. I don't care.
A week in the punishment room.
Dude, Tim Curry.
Oh my god, I just realized what Dustin's punishment should be.
Jason, one word.
I'm not saying my word yet. I realize what Dustin's punishment should be.
Is it Thomas the Tank Engine?
He's gonna watch Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends.
I hate you all.
Yes.
Just so you know.
We haven't done a punishment room for him yet. We need to. So, Dustin,
you
get to do a review on Thomas the Tank Engine, the greatest tokusatsu of them all.
I'll go ahead and give it to
Giga Beetle, did you do your word?
My word is train.
You're not Giga Beetle.
I know.
Okay, to explain this word, I need you all to imagine a train. The word is train.
I thought the word was going to be castle.
No, it's...
Fuck, Decay's ruined our brains.
I love the fact that you changed your name to Giga Train Train.
That's how I roll.
On tracks.
Trains of wheels. Yeah!
I am train pulled. Brian is the train bastard.
Guys, final words. Come on.
Train bastard.
We should be a Sentai team? A train themed Sentai team?
Oh my god, that would be the greatest thing fucking ever.
They did that. They did that in Maji Ranger.
No, they didn't.
Oh, I know what we're doing next.
They had a train.
In Maji Ranger.
Why are we still talking about fucking trains? My brain just fucking melted.
Why would you fuck a train? That sounds unhelpful.
Oh my god, train. These fucking train puns.
Don't just fuck a train. You know, take that train out to a nice movie. You know, show that train the time for night. You know, get a fine dinner for that train, and then make love to the train. Don't just fuck a train.
I think you mean get a fine dinner car for the train.
Oh my god. I do.
Maybe get our end train.
Yeah.
And then you can take her underground to your subway.
Smack that caboose.
Why are we sexually anthropomorphizing a fucking train?
I'm not anthropomorphizing anything. I'm fucking as it is. Up my dick against their cold plating.
Toby, final word.
Topanga.
Hooray.
That's a name, you doof.
It's a word.
It's a train.
A Topanga is actually a type of train in Hawaii.
I call it...
Just... I'm so sorry. I'm just so sorry.
That's why you're watching fucking... That's why you're gonna watch Thomas the Tank Engine now.
It's not my fault.
Yes, it is. It's your fault.
You started this whole train thing.
No, I didn't.
Dustin, how could you?
It was Jason. Jason was talking. Asking about the train.
Jason was like, let me explain a train. You need to imagine one. And we were like, stop it, Jason. Jason, put your pants back on. And that's not just... Jason, no, that's not a train.
Saying, this is my choo-choo.
Let's dock
just
the train.
Just like, hang on, guys. Guys, let me explain you a thing.
First, imagine a train.
Okay, guys, I know how to finish this episode.
The train?
Okay. If we just ask our audience to close their eyes for a moment, just imagine a train colliding with our episode and running it over. The end.
And then it comes back, and we all hop on top of that same exact train and just ride it until we die.
How did none of us make like a boxcar kids joke? None of us made like a like homeless people jumping on the train joke.
I can't really.
Brian, you're such a Brian, you're
guys,
such a homosexual.
I'm done. Good night.
Good night, Dustin.
Yeah. This just walks away.
Dustin has left. His train has left the station.
Okay, we're ending the episode there. That was great.
You have just listened to Toku Takeout, the podcast for LBR Rangers. If you would like to take some home with you, please subscribe or follow us at lbrrangers.tumblr.com. Don't forget to leave a comment or submit your own content. Goodbye.